855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It is Mark with you.
And Ian.
And Osborne.
855-450-3733. We have been reading an article here from, well, it's from Mother Jones, which is, you know, one of these kind of liberal lefty magazines. But, you know, if somebody researches their work, I'm willing to listen to what they have to say. And right now, with the presidential candidates being trotted out before us, we don't really know these people. And I'm willing to listen to the other side and what they have to say about this stuff. And they're talking about Herman Cain here and his beliefs on Islam. They're quoting passages from his writings from the time of 2006 to 2009.
So not exactly old, old stuff here.
No, you're not talking about things that happened back in, you know, say, the 80s or something like that. This is going on with some of his writings here, is basically pointing out that, well, Muhammad was an illiterate and never wrote anything, and his followers spent the next 60 years compiling his teachings and revelations based on their memories and notes.
Well, and he's getting a lot of his information. He's citing some kind of hate-mongering preacher, right?
Right, and there's actually a couple of them, Jonathan Edwards and another guy here, Parsley. And
Rod Parsley.
Yeah, and these guys have made a living out of selling people books on Islamo hate. And, you know, I mean, once you start getting the financial incentive, there's no reason to back off. There's a lot of people out there that love themselves some jingoism going on.
So he's telling the history of Muhammad and talking about how Muhammad was illiterate and that he heard voices and folks wrote the stuff down that he ended up speaking.
This sounds
later.
Like all the, you know, a good half of the prophets in the Bible to me, too. So let's go on. It says the resulting document is the Holy Book of Islam, called the Quran. But as Pastor Parsley notes, the Quran is only authoritative in Arabic. In any other language, the Quran is unofficial and unsuitable for doctrine. Now, this makes perfectly good sense to me. If this book is written by God, and that's the claim of people that have holy books, that's what it means, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least that's my understanding. It's certainly what Christians will claim of the Bible. Then it would only be authoritative when it was written by God in the language that it was written in.
Because, right, like the original King James Version of the Bible.
Right. You know, written in English in 1611. No, but I mean, you know, obviously, a lot of people think that the King James Version is sort of official because it's got these and thous. It seems old. And it is old. There's no doubt. But it's only, what, a fifth of the length of time that, you know, back towards Jesus. This the Bible itself wasn't even created until the, second century, third century A.D.? I think it's third century A.D., late third century, early fourth century A.D., somewhere in there. So, you know, where was the Bible prior to that? I mean, maybe there are some, you know, some words of God in the Bible, but it's not the people who wrote it, it's the people that edited it. I think that's most important when it comes to that document. Going on, Muslim population today is, two-thirds of the Muslim population today is illiterate, and this means the majority of Muslims can't read their religion's most important book. And I would say two-thirds of Christians haven't bothered. They certainly haven't read the whole thing and have a context for it. Further, it means that Islam can be interpreted and taught any way its leaders desire. Now, that's the end of the quote from Herman Cain. Going on with Tim Murphy's article here, Cain's citation of Silent No More, which serves as a basis for the entire column, that's the book there written by this Rod Parsley fellow, is pretty clearly an endorsement of the pastor's work. That actually explains a lot. There's a lot more to Silent No More than just early Arabian history. The central thesis of his book is that America was founded, in part, with the intention of seeing this false religion, Islam, destroyed. I certainly, that's not part of the American history I've ever been taught. Certainly there's the whole John Adams and the Barbary pirates part of history.
I would think that you know, Muslims would have been the least of the founding fathers' concerns. They weren't the ones dressed up as redcoats causing all kinds of trouble.
Yeah, no flailing guys on, scimitar-wielding guys on camels fighting in the Revolutionary War. Jonathan Edwards, this is in part the intention of seeing this false religion destroyed. Borrowing a line from early New England preacher Jonathan Edwards, Parsley refers to an early Islamic empire as Satan's Mohammedan kingdom. He goes back even further than that, though. Parsley argues that Christopher Columbus's discovery of the Americas for Spain was part of an elaborate scheme to defeat Islam by forging new trade routes that didn't rely on Muslim empires. Now, this guy's essentially going and rewriting history with a I hate Muslims bend.
Hmm. Well, certainly people were fighting back then just like they're fighting now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, and they're going to use whatever argument they have, you know, with whatever's different about those folks in order to make them bad. Perhaps the most telling passage in Parsley's book comes when he addresses the role of Islam in the United States, insisting that the nation is at its core Christian. He expresses alarm at the growing number of mosques in the country and fears that history is crashing in upon us. The implication is clear. If we don't act now, Islam, the religion of demon spirits, this is in quotation marks, will be upon us. He hits on most of those points in this clip. And there's a clip here from a sermon. You can go to MotherJones.com, look this up yourself, and take it out. The sermon was that was sold on his church's website. Parsley's warnings appear to have been rubbed off in Cain's political thinking. Earlier this year, for instance, Cain started stated that a planned expansion of an Islamic community center in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, we've talked about this one on the show, should be blocked because it threatened the First Amendment rights of Christians in the area. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with what's happening because it ain't. This isn't an innocent mosque, he says.
This is Cain saying this?
Yeah, it's not an innocent mosque. At the same, on the same grounds, he said in March that he would not appoint any Muslims to prominent positions in his administration because he was concerned that their loyalty would be to Sharia law rather than the Constitution. He has since backpedaled on that statement. But these are the kind of things that these hate ads will, these negative ads will bring out during, the general election. When it's McCain and Obama, these are the kind of things that are going to be brought out. And you need to have a candidate that's going to be able to that's going to have as few of these as possible. And Cain is the worst choice in this area. Well, okay, maybe Santorum.
They're all bad to me, man. They're all a bunch of thugs that want
power. I'm just
power.
Saying that the quotes, the writings. The,
I want to hear more about why Muslims so bad, allegedly.
Okay,
we get to that.
I think we've made it clear what the thought here is. But he's going on. He says he's backpedaled on this. Not that Parsley deserves full credit. Peddling anti-jihad literature is a pretty lucrative business these days, but the fact that Cain turned to him for his information on Islam means that he's building on a structurally flawed foundation. Cain, for his part, has professed a general ignorance in international affairs, and this is just
right. Turn to the Christian war hate monger to get information about Muslims. That's a reliable source.
He also, Cain, refuses to disclose names of his foreign policy advisors. He won't say that this is the guy that he's reading from, believing his stuff.
Well, no, he did cite, the original point was that in his articles in the mid-aughts, he cited this guy.
But he won't say it now.
Now you're saying, right.
He won't say it when he's running for president. He will say it, in 2006 when he was, busy endorsing Romney.
Mm-hmm.
He's in good company. Texas Governor Rick Perry courted Parsley's support with a series of events in 2005. And former Pennsylvanian Rick Santorum wrote a blurb for the cover of Parsley's newest book, Living on Our Heads. It's not John McCain's Republican Party anymore, and thank God for that, as far as I'm concerned. But, Murphy's trying to make it clear that there are a bunch of people that, they're running for office here that perhaps think the best way to solve the Middle Eastern problem is to bomb that place to glass. And that's not how I want my chief executive thinking. I find
it's crazy talk.
Very, very disturbing stuff.
Yeah. So he's pointing out that this Cain character, as well as some of these other characters, are pretty much on board with this Parsley guy. They're relying on him. They're citing him.
They're courting this guy and his ultra conservative ilk.
Mm-hmm.
This ultra socially conservative ilk that want to fight a holy war. I imagine Muslims in a lot of cases consider the United States actions in the Middle East to be a holy war against them.
Well, this is we should talk more about it.
We will. 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Ian.
And Osborne.
And you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about on Free Talk Live. That's what we do around here. Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. They carry them, and they offer some of the best rates on the Internet. Some of the prices are so low they can't even be mentioned here on the air because the manufacturers won't allow that. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. The folks there at ManVentureOutpost.com are members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. It's a family-owned website. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Let's go to Kelvin in Colorado. Kelvin?
Hi, good evening, gentlemen.
You're on FTL. What's on your mind?
Excellent. Let's see. Up until very recently, I was totally given up on the Republican political illusion of choice, and I've been slowly drifting towards the four boxes of liberty point of view. For those who have never heard of it, it goes, there are four boxes to be used in defense of liberty: soap, ballot, jury, and ammo.
Yes, I've heard this before.
And I credit Free Talk Live with giving me some hope for other possible solutions. And right now the Ron Paul campaign has given me a push in the political solutions direction. Because in the past, I just saw absolutely no possibility that he could ever win. And this year, I feel a little bit more positive about it. And so I've been learning about different political tactics, such as we have the blackthisout.com thing that we just had.
Yeah.
Because the campaign feels, and I do too, that he's just been marginalized and muddled in the mainstream media.
And there's a lot of evidence for this. I mean, even Jon Stewart from The Daily Show, made it very clear that the mainstream media seems, for whatever reason their reason might be, is intentionally marginalizing Ron Paul.
So between the media coverage and the way the political system is set up, you know, two parties and anybody else can, you know, go pound sand. I feel like that's almost violence and immoral against other people who are trying to change the system. So I was thinking of a tactic, but I'm kind of concerned about what the morality of this would be. What I'm thinking is to go on some websites and other places where the left Democrat-type people hang out and encourage them to register Republican and vote in the primaries for Ron Paul, because that's been an old tactic where you register in the other party's vote in the other party's primary for the weakest candidate, thereby screwing up the process of the other party.
And good idea.
See, of course, and on our side, well, we get more votes for Paul.
I don't think he's the weakest candidate out there, and I think that probably many on the left would realize that, but you could probably make the argument that he's a preferable candidate to have run against Barack Obama than any of these other guys. You can appeal to their preference.
And those who don't think that way could be possibly persuaded to vote for him because they would think maybe they're crippling the Republican Party by sticking them with this guy that, you know, they consider to be a kook and would be unelectable. So anyway, I'm just wondering if you guys think that's a moral tactic or not, or
absolutely. It's politics. Absolutely. I've got no problem with that. Osborne, you're the...
Yeah, well, my thing is you can't really talk about politics in the context of morality, right? Because as soon as the guns come out, you know, all bets are off. You know, if somebody pulls you aside in an alley and wants to take your money and he's got a gun, there's nothing immoral that you can do in that situation.
Right. In this situation, you're not advocating... We lost him, I think.
That's it?
Yep. Kelvin? Yeah, he's gone.
And we'll see you later.
You're not advocating force. you're trying to do something to throw a wrench into this awful system, and if by doing that you can, you know, you can get Ron Paul elected, then that's a bonus. But I think that what he's proposing is a very good idea, and it's completely morally acceptable.
I would be kind of curious as to why he would think it wasn't, probably more than anything. I mean, to me, that, you know,
it almost sounded like he was talking about tricking them into doing so.
No, I don't think you need to.
I think our position here is that we show these people why they want Ron Paul.
I mean, I go out to my peace vigil, and I'm telling you, this place is as pink as a a Communist Party meeting. And the fact is, these people are talking about registering as Republicans to vote for Ron Paul.
They should.
Because they believe in the anti-war message.
There's no reason for them not to. Even if they still want to vote, we touched on this last night. Even if they want to vote for Obama, they can still do that. Just as soon as they're done with the primary, re-register as a Democrat, and you're ready to rock and roll for
I suppose there's some argument that there is an important primary maybe in their state for a senator or something, if they're really politically in tune. But most people care about the presidential race for good reason. And frankly, to have Ron Paul get more votes, especially if you're in one of the early states, South Carolina, New Hampshire, Iowa, you know, one of these places, it's important to have, that Ron Paul get, do well early on so that he can compete. And when it comes to Super Tuesday, as if Super Tuesday is going to be super anymore, I don't know. Florida seems to have backed out of that.
But. So we were talking about Herman Cain before this and some of the articles he wrote a few years ago, not that long ago. And it's always important to ask.
2006.
It's always important to ask a political candidate, do you still feel this way about what you've written? Because I don't like the idea of just accepting somebody's old writings as how they currently believe today.
Sure. Out there is a picture that I drew at one point that said "Vote with bullets," and it had a hand with a Colt Anaconda 44 Magnum. It was 15 or 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But
these guys are Islamophobes. I mean, these people are pandering to that particular mindset. They want those angry Republicans. They want them to believe that the enemy is not the government. And, you know, on one hand, they'll pander to the Republican base and talk about smaller government. But on the other hand, the message they're actually delivering is, yeah, smaller government, that's good and all. But those Muslims sure are dangerous.
But we need big government to deal with them.
Right. They're out there to kill you, and it's our job to protect you. So, well, we're just going to have to focus on making government larger so we can take care of these Muslims.
Got to have a fence on that border because it's covered in nothing but illegal Mexicans and Muslims ready to blow you to pieces.
Because Muslims are supposedly hateful towards Christians and all of this. It's such nonsense. And anybody who's actually, and again, these characters are getting their information on the Muslim religion from Christian preachers who hate Muslims. Maybe they should actually go to the Muslim religion, the people that actually preach that religion, and ask them how they feel.
They're liars. Liars.
Well, you can read the book. Now, I agree, I haven't read it in Arabic. But I have read a translation of it, and a relatively recent translation. And
I'm sure everyone has plenty of Muslims in their town they can talk to who are not killing them right now and have no desire to.
Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tetler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tetler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tetler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tetler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tetler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious,
premium storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
$55,453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, our live Sunday edition. Mark
and Ian
Osborne.
You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we've been kind of going over the presidential candidates, specifically Herman Cain, who appears to be at least a brief front runner here. He's sprinted ahead of the pack in the old horse race, and the flavor of the week, maybe, as some might claim. And some of his writings regarding Islam and how disturbing they are. I mean, these are many Americans believe this particular religion, but he's said things like he doesn't want to see this mosque in Murfreesboro, Tennessee get a building permit because that would be bad for Christians in that area. He doesn't want he would not put a Muslim on his staff. Now he's changed his mind on that, and frankly, he's changed his mind on a lot of stuff. When people start asking him hard questions, he starts getting really fidgety. He's been fidgety on the abortion issue, on his fair tax plan. He's changed it to the 999 plan, which, by the way, he's has another edit to, because the 999 plan would increase taxes on 80% of Americans.
All right, so what is this plan? I mean, you had mentioned it last night. We never got into it.
So his 999 plan is a plan to put a 9% corporate tax, a 9% income tax, and a 9% sales tax.
Federal
sales tax. So here in New Hampshire, we would pay 9% sales tax to the federal government. Now, I don't know whether it would be hidden or right there at the cash register, mm-hmm. whether you'd buy a Coca-Cola for 99 cents and you'd get a penny back or not here in New Hampshire, but it'd be there. You can be certain of it. And then they would slowly phase out the 16th Amendment, I guess is the idea. But, of course, in the process...
Phase out the 16th Amendment.
Well, you know, at some point you'd have to get rid of the 16th Amendment in order to get to a complete sales tax, a consumption tax.
Is that what he's proposing?
Yes.
So this 999 is supposedly a step, to a total sales tax?
Well, it's a step in the sense that we're going to take this step. We're going to make a federal sales tax, a federal consumption tax, while we try to figure out how to get rid of the income tax. But at that point, we'll have the sales tax in place while the income tax is in place, mm-hmm. while the corporate tax is in place. The idea is that you would replace all taxes with a consumption level tax. And I see they talk about some advantages to that. And I can get some advantages, which we would want to incentivize savings and not incentivize, consumption as much or something like that. But they, you know, obviously consumption taxes are going to weigh much more heavily on the poor than they are on the rich. There's far more people that this would increase taxes on. All the Obama administration has to do is trot that out during the election campaign, and then suddenly this guy's sunk. I mean, who wants the guy that's claiming to increase taxes?
So if you're running for the job of president, right, wouldn't you campaign more on issues that you actually have some kind of control over? I mean, obviously Herman Cain cannot implement 999, right? So, like, if I am applying for a job as an IT guy at a company, I don't go in there talking about what I would do in the human resources department.
That's if it makes sense. However, you've got a bunch of Nimrods voting for you. So, as far as I'm concerned, that's, to some extent, that's the decision-making process here.
Well, yeah.
So you're only going to appeal to what people want to hear.
Yeah, you've got to have a vision for something larger than what you can control, right? I mean, it is the most powerful position. And so they have to be able to paint a picture for people. Whether or not it's even likely to happen doesn't matter, because most people aren't aware of what the president can and can't do.
I mean, Ron Paul said that he would get rid of the IRS. Now, the president doesn't have that power.
Yeah, well, that wasn't his main, his plan that he released last week in Las Vegas, right? He was eliminating cabinet positions and departments.
Yes.
That's in his purview. He can do that.
Because he understands
politics.
So that's
a real presidential plan.
Cain has no business even in it. He was the fact is, here's what it comes down to. There are some people that run for president for the purpose of getting an idea out there. They are issue candidates. Cain is an issue candidate. He is going to increase his capital, perhaps get a Fox News pundit position. He is going to push this fair tax, which people believe to be a good idea, which we have eviscerated many, many times here on Free Talk Live.
You can go to guests.freetalklive.com, and there's our old interview with the fair tax guy. There was like an hour and a half where we got into everything about it.
And Cain essentially is an issue candidate that managed to get catapulted into the limelight. And there's some things about this candidate I like. He sounds good. He looks good. And, you can't be, the Republicans can't be called bigots if they put Cain up there. Unless, of course, you're talking about illegal immigrants and Muslims, in which case, Cain has certainly shown himself to be a bigot. But,
oh, yeah.
It trumps Cain trumps the race card. For the Republicans. So, I can see why some of them like him. I get why they like him. I understand. And many Republicans believe
dupes.
They should put taxes should be raised on poorer people so that they understand why big government is bad. What they don't seem to understand is poor people pay all kinds of federal taxes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And maybe poor people don't understand that they do. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't make the claim that that's the truth or not the truth. But, that's what some of the claims are. Let's go to Todd and Flint. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Sammy. I'm Mark. Ian, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Todd.
I could go into just a 1,000-word essay on Herman Cain about the TARP bailout, but you guys are already on topic. So the reason why I'm calling is last night you guys were discussing the war on drugs.
Yes,
and
we had a guy call in.
Something that's local to me, right here in Flint, Michigan. You've got the county sheriff running narcotic checkpoints with drug sniffing dogs on interstate highways.
Jeez,
yep.
Are they stopping all cars?
Everybody that rolls down the road on an interstate highway has to pull into the rest area and have the dog walk around the car twice.
Insane.
They have they have two other squad cars waiting for people to see the sign, go down and hit the turnaround, the authorized yep. vehicle turnaround on the highway.
Yeah.
And then they ticket them, and that's when they pretty much pressure whoever happened to make the mistake to search their vehicle.
I bet they do. I mean, you know, it does look rather suspicious, I'm sure, to them. They think to themselves, no amount of hindrance is too much for a citizen who wants to stop the war, these terrible drugs from getting into our neighborhoods. They should be happy with this. I mean, you know, anybody who would turn around is not somebody who has drugs in the car, but somebody, or, you know, not somebody that just wants to go on with their day, but somebody who must have drugs in their car.
Everyone's a suspect.
Where do we go from here, guys?
New Hampshire!
Right. I mean, Todd, I don't have easy answers for you.
Get the hell out of Michigan. It's not an easy answer, but it's a simple answer, okay? And there's a difference, right, between simple and easy. The simple answer is you get together with other people who love freedom, because Ron Paul, even if he wins, isn't going to be able to make everything all better. You know, he's not going to be the doctor for America and give us, you know, a little magic pill to solve everything. So we're still going to have to do, even if Ron Paul wins, and it's, you know, how likely that is, I don't know. But we're still going to have to do things on our own level that is far more important than just voting. And to me, the best solution is and has been getting together with other people who love freedom. You live in Michigan. It's cold there. The cold thing isn't an excuse. So, you know, come on up to New Hampshire. Join the Free State Project if you love liberty.
I'll definitely check into it. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Have it's freestateproject.org if you want to go check it out. It's freestateproject.org. Thanks for the call, Todd.
You really should. I mean, because what else is a better answer? Please, is there anything else that's come up that's a better answer than New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project? Because I haven't heard about it.
I haven't heard of one. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. That's really it. I mean, here on Free Talk Live, at one point, we were two guys who believed in libertarian ideas talking about these things on the radio, and we really sounded like people who had no answers. We were upset about what was going on, but we had no answers.
You could always try running away, but eventually, someone who wants to control you is going to find you.
The Democrats on the radio say vote for Democrats. The Republicans on the radio say vote for Republicans. Those are their answers. Our answer, pick up and move for the Free State Project. Their answers haven't been working. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
There it is. Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Oh, give me freedom.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches, and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition.
It's Mark with you.
And Ian.
And Osborne.
855-450-3733 is the final segment, so we may be able to squeeze you in. And but we've certainly got to jump right into these calls. But real quick, Sound Wisdom's SG1 solar-powered generating system can give you the basics in an emergency, or it can be expanded to handle your whole house. It'll take a big freezer completely off the grid, or, say, a normal-sized freezer and a refrigerator and maybe a well pump or something like that, off the grid entirely. It'll be paying for itself, and you'll have them in an emergency. Add a few solar panels and batteries, and it'll handle cooking and heating your hot water. This is the only system. You can start small and expand at your own pace, even adding solar panels and batteries that you can get from other companies. Even on a Sunday night, experts are standing by to answer all your questions. Call for free education. It's freetalklivesolar.com to get that number. It's freetalklivesolar.com. It's an amazing piece of equipment. Let's go to Rich in South Bend, listening on WTRC. Rich?
Hey, good evening. You know what I find interesting about the Republican field is that none of these guys can talk about what they had for breakfast without sounding like a 4th of July speech. But when you check on them, you'll notice that Herman Cain never served in the military. Romney never served in the military. Perry waited until he graduated from A&M in 72, when it was clear that that was just a matter of months before Nixon and Hanoi would have reached a deal. Perry was 18 in 1968. Why is that all these folks waving the flag never served?
It's interesting that people that advocate war, and often the politicians that advocate war haven't been in the military. Ron Paul, he served, quote unquote, but he was drafted, and frankly, he wasn't real excited about it, or at least isn't excited about having been in the military at this point either. But so what's your point on it?
My point is, I'm a Vietnam era vet. My point is that they keep yakking about all these, they keep waving the flag But when they were of military age, they were hiding underneath mommy's bed.
Yeah, and of course, Ron Paul actually did serve time in the military. And so it's easier, I think, probably for Ron Paul to empathize with people in the military. He's been there. He knows what it's like.
He's getting more donations. He's getting more donations than every other Republican nominee combined.
Because he's got the credibility, and he can empathize with people in the military. And it's important to be able to do that. Whereas these other folks are more the kind of the elites, right? I mean, these are the people who
they tell the rest of us what to do.
Right, they're too good to have served in the military because they are the ones who should be controlling things. They're not the ones who take orders. They're the ones who give orders. Now, I'm not saying there's any value that I don't recommend going and joining the military. I think it's an incredibly dangerous thing to do, and you're supporting the politicians by joining the military. But I definitely understand your point in that they can't relate.
No, but again, my problem with Ron Paul is that he's an isolationist. There's a difference.
No, he's not.
That's an incorrect term. He believes in peace and freedom and trading with other people. Does that sound isolationist to you?
Well, yeah, he wants to close military bases all over the place.
That's not isolationist.
Wait a second. Before you go on, the other 199 nations in the world don't have military bases in all these other countries. Are they isolationists?
Well, they can afford to be isolationists because we're the cop on the beat, and we're the only ones who can be the cop on the beat.
So, yes, Great Britain is isolationist. Yes, France is isolationist. Yes, China is isolationist. Yes, the Soviet Union is isolationist. Yes, Australia is isolationist.
Well, let's see. No, China is not. They're supporting North Korea, and the only thing that's keeping North Korea on their side of the DMZ is the 7th Division and our base and
our
base,
not mine,
at Okinawa.
You're saying the U.S. base is keeping North Korea out of China? Is that what you just said?
No, out of South Korea.
North Korea out of South Korea.
I don't think so. I'm sorry.
I think the South Koreans probably have a lot to say about that too.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
No, I don't think the. If they did, they wouldn't be. North Korea wouldn't be taking part.
The reason Kim Jong Il isn't invading South Korea is because communism sucks, and he doesn't have. He doesn't even have what's necessary to take on
people.
They can't even feed the people in North Korea.
The United States is sending food over there.
They can't even power North Korea. I mean, the place is pitch black at nighttime, and their power system is so decrepit that it actually drops out. They'll have their lights on at night, and then they're just periods where they just go out, and it's just part of living in North Korea. And of course, the reason for it is because of the United States.
So, Rich, you were extolling the virtues of veterans just a moment ago, but the one veteran that's in the field you don't like. What can you explain that to me?
I disagree with him.
What about Rich? How about this?
You keep repeating that, Rich.
You keep saying that, but it's a factually inaccurate statement, okay? He is not an isolationist. He is a person who believes in minding your own business. He doesn't believe in that you can't do business outside of the borders of the United States. He believes in doing business. That's not isolationism. That's an incorrect use of the term. You can go find another term, but that one's wrong. I'd like to point out that Ron Paul is getting more donations from military people than all the other Republican candidates combined. He's getting more donations than Barack Obama. Are those people, are the military, young military men and women of the United States, are they a bunch of isolationists? Do you disagree with them, Rich?
Well, first of all, I don't have your how much money he has gotten, but I disagree with
the internet is available to you, Rich. You can go look. Is all you have to do is look it up. It's more than every other Republican candidate combined. The young military men and women of the United States have spoken, Rich. Yes, you fought your war 30 years ago. They're fighting these, and
another
they think they're
unnecessary
stupid.
War. Another unnecessary war.
Iraq was stupid.
So was Vietnam.
Should have been strictly a special forces operation. Find bin Laden, get a rope.
I'm pretty sure Ron Paul would say that. Wouldn't Ron Paul say that? That, you know, I think he did support some level of
not in
Afghanistan.
Iraq, in Afghanistan.
What?
In Afghanistan, yes.
That's what Rich just said.
I thought he just said Iraq. I'm sorry.
Rich said he...
Iraq was stupid. Afghanistan should have been a special forces operation. Find bin Laden, plant him 6 feet under, and go home.
Rich, please do me a favor and look into Ron Paul and the donations from the military, because you seem to think the military is a bunch of folks that understand foreign policy, and I got you, but look into him, because you said you didn't know, so look into him on this issue. I think it's important. Let's go to Jay.
Also, isolationism, just to make sure we're clear. Isolationism means close down everything, don't deal with anyone, it's only our party, only our
tariffs,
camp.
High tariffs. Ron Paul believes in freedom and trade. So that's not isolation. Factually incorrect. Jay in Palmer, Mass. Listen to XM.
Hey, guys.
What's going on? What's on your mind, Jay?
Oh, not much. Just hauling a load of grass, listening to you guys, and figured I'd call you. Still got my house?
This is Jay Noon.
Jay Noon. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Jay Noon, who we had, actually, we went down to visit you, Jay, because we're not too far away up here in Keene, New Hampshire, when you were making a stand, and you still are, technically. You never paid property tax on the property that you own there in Palmer, Massachusetts, and they were supposedly going to come and evict you for it. They'd tax stolen your property for not paying taxes. On paper, they'd stolen it, and they were going to actually come and physically remove you, and they never have come, huh?
That's right. They've never come. And,
awesome.
So anyways, I also want to let you know, well, you guys know I'm a property tax non-participant. I'm also an income tax non-participant.
Excellent.
And, this whole thing of taking the income tax and making it a federal sales tax, well, the income tax isn't necessary. If anybody Googled Grace Commission and they looked through there a little bit, the Grace Commission was put together by, well, Reagan appointed this guy, somebody Grace, who I don't know what his deal was, but they put together a commission, and it was headed up by this guy, his last name was Grace, in like 84, 85, and 86 or whatever, like a couple years. And the Grace Commission determined that not one nickel that is collected by the IRS goes to any government service whatsoever. And what people don't understand is the money that the IRS collects goes to pay off interest in a national debt.
From what I can tell, that's the truth.
Totally fraud.
And then they're printing out as much money as they need to run the government.
But they might need money to pay off that debt at any point. Jay, thanks for the call. Please call us again sometime. It's been Free Talk Live.
We're out of time.
What's that?
We're out of time.
Yeah, indeed. You can check out freetalklive.com if you want to get more. We're here 7 to 8 days a week from 7 to 10 Eastern. Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.